Blog Talk Radio.
This is Marty Oakley of the PPJ Gazette Online, and this is TS Radio Network. Our show tonight, which is Dialysis Advocates, is hosted by Arlene Mullen with her co-host Greg Coleman. These shows are brought to you in coordination with Marcel Reed and the Whistleblower Summit, taking place this year, July 29th, 30th, and 31st in Washington, D.C. Arlene and I will both be there with a panel. I hope you all can join us. It's a wonderful place to go for networking, meeting other people, just finding out what all's going on in the whistleblower community. It is a great place for events and to attend and just meet some really stellar people who have done the right thing and stood up. So if you can attend, please do. Again, that is July 29th, 30th, and 31st in Washington, D.C., and it is the Whistleblower Summit. With that, our show tonight, as I said, is Dialysis Advocates, and our hosts are Arlene Mullen with Greg Coleman. Arlene, I'm going to let you take it from here.
Oh, thanks. I wish to thank Marty Oakley and for the Whistleblower Summit Radio and Marcel Reed from the Whistleblower Summit Radio. I cannot thank them enough because we have really got our issues out in a very public way, and it's more discussed now than ever before. We're having the Gold Star Mother and a Blue Star Mother, and another guest. Do you want to tell about the other guest? I'm going to let you guys go for what you want to say, okay?
Okay, and thank you. Go ahead. Joining us, Keith Brand. Keith, are you on with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Keith is on with us, and we have Cynthia Sullivan and Dr. Fastoria Pearson as guests this evening. And so I take it, Dr. Pearson, you're going to begin the conversation?
Yes, I am. Again, I'm going to start with the introduction of myself, Cynthia, and Keith. I'm the president of the Blue Star Mothers chapter in Charlotte, North Carolina. Currently, we have about 22 members, Blue Star Mothers, Blue Star Dads, two Gold Star Mothers, and a Gold Star Dad as well. On the line with me, I have Cynthia Sullivan, which she is our Gold Star Mother, and Keith Brand, he is a Blue Star Dad. So with that being said, I'm going to just discuss just a brief history of the Blue Star Mothers, and then Cynthia and Keith, they will also tune in on a couple of discussions that we will be discussing throughout this segment. First of all, Blue Star Mothers and Dads, we are parents who have children that are currently serving in the military. Now, you can also be a Blue Star parent if you had a child that was a veteran, currently a veteran. So a Blue Star parent has children that are currently serving or have served in the past. And Keith and I, both of our children, are currently serving. My son, actually 2 weeks ago, he just came back from Kuwait, and he'll be soon going to his new duty station. Blue Star Mothers has been around since 1960. We're chartered by Congress, and our guidelines we follow are through Department of Defense. And what we do as Blue Star Parents, we support our military, our reservists, our National Guard, and our active duty servicemen and women. And when I say we support them, we supply them with humanitarian needs. If we have an assignment to volunteer at the VA hospital, we also do community events. A couple of the Blue Star Moms, we went out to Purple Heart Homes to support them in their first cookout event that they had. And we also attend meetings with the Purple Hearts and the Veteran Council because we want to be known throughout our communities. And our mission statement is we are supposed to support. We support abroad in our cities, and we support our veterans and our military. And we also, as Blue Star Parents and Gold Star mothers and dads, we go to different events. Cynthia, Carolyn, and I, about 3 weeks ago, we were invited to a Wells Fargo enrichment training in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I really have to say Wells Fargo did an awesome job with securing packages and care packages for our deployed soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen. It was so many of them, from the executive staff down to employees, and they did this enrichment training, and they blessed us with so many items to send to our deployed troops. We also get involved with Toys for Troops during the Christmas time. And that that program is ran by Faith Cloth. So we do get involved, and we stand solely on our mission as far as support. So with that being said, again, we're the Blue Star Mothers of Charlotte, NC-15, which also, like I said earlier, consists of two Gold Star mothers, a Gold Star father, and Blue Star dads. So right now I'm going to turn it over to Mrs. Cynthia Sullivan.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Cynthia Sullivan, and as Dr. Pearson indicated, I am a Gold Star mother. My son, Javion Sullivan, was killed in Iraq January 8th of 2018. You know, I still stand to serve on behalf of my beautiful 24-year-old son that, you know, gave his life for his country. He gave his life doing what he loved. It was a calling upon his life. That's where me as a mom find her peace. That's where I find, you know, that it helps me go from day to day, you know, accepting the fact that my beautiful child is no longer here with us. But through it all, you know, God is still in control. It has given me a desire that I want to reach out and help others that are dealing with grief of any kind, whether it's through, you know, losing a child in military, a child period, or a relative, to let you know that, you know, life does go on and we have to continue on in their memory. And I just want to, you know, salute the Blue Star organization because they have been a support for me and my family as we have been placed on this journey. And it's a journey that, you know, you don't wish upon anyone. It's the club that you have been inducted into, and it is not by choice but by circumstance. And they are there to give that guidance, to give you that crutch from day to day, to help you to absorb, you know, that loss that you suffer, that you will never get over, you know, losing a child. And, you know, it strengthened me to carry on the mission, like I say, to serve, to be there to help others, because that's what we do. We as a country need to do more to help each other, not just at that moment, but ongoing 365 days a year. And I, you know, I stand on that. You know, everyone say, how do you do it? How do you do it? But I do it by the grace of God, and I do it because I feel like I've been commissioned to do it. And through the loss of my child, it has given me the strength to step forward and to, you know, to do that, to reach out to help veterans, you know, not only, you know, grieving mothers, but these veterans that are homeless and are on the street. You know, we've got to do better. And it's made me take, you know, a better look at myself to say, can I do more? You know, we just, you know, not celebrate it. You know, that's the word we need to stop when we think about Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a day of observance where we observe, you know, observe and help these families that have had these fallen, you know, soldiers. You know, it's not about all these other, you know, the party, the cookout, the day off. We just need to stop for a moment and realize just what that day is. And it's not a happy moment. It's kind of, it's a somber moment. And I am going to let Keith elaborate a little bit more on the true meaning of, you know, Memorial Day. And, you know, because we all sometimes fall ignorant, and it's just from a lack of knowledge. And that's what we are here trying to do, is to educate, you know, educate about our military, because they are keeping us strong and they're keeping us safe. And it is up to us to do the rest here back at home. So, Keith, I will turn it over to you and let you elaborate a little bit more on exactly what Memorial Day is for.
Thank you. It's out of habit that people say Happy Memorial Day when they talk about it with all the other holidays on the calendar. It's just a habit. We'd like to begin with people to change that habit, and it takes time. But we can begin. Memorial Day began several years after the close of the Civil War. I wrote an op-ed on that I'd like to read for you. The newspapers were not able to print it in its entirety because it was too long. They're limited in time and space. But I titled it, Do It Better Next Year. In that, and I quote now, another more Memorial Day has come and gone, for which too many Americans meant time off from work, outdoor barbecues, pool parties, the chance to wear white, the start of summer fun, and shopping. And if you were to scroll through Instagrams on Monday, you probably saw a number of sunny holiday photos with the caption, Happy Memorial Day. Trump himself, President Trump himself, said the very thing in Japan, and left the vice president to visit Arlington Cemetery in his place. But is the joyful word happy the right thing to say? While Veterans Day is a time to honor all of those who have served in the military, Memorial Day is meant to pay tribute to those military personnel who died while serving. Thus, the latter carries a more deliberately somber tone. The holiday actually began 3 years after the Civil War ended and was known as Decoration Day, a time to decorate the graves of the fallen soldiers with flowers. The designated date was May 30th, and over time, observances became more widespread until 1971, when the Uniform Monday Holiday Act took effect and move Memorial Day to the last Monday in May. Now, the holiday may have been transformed into National Barbecue Day and Super Shopping Discount Day, but to say that Memorial Day is an opportunity to celebrate with loved ones and embrace the joy that life has to offer is a fitting way to honor those who died in the service of our country and its spirit of liberty is just an excuse, akin to spreading manure in the hopes that something beautiful will grow. You need not mark the holiday with 24 hours of uninterrupted sadness, but you should at least remember the debt you can never repay while you are pursuing happiness. So next year, do it better and pause to remember those that sacrificed and give the freedoms you are enjoying. Commemorate the occasion during your barbecue. Stop and openly say with your guests, thank you. don't just say Happy Memorial Day. Replace it with, I hope you enjoy your weekend, but I hope you pause to remember, too. Now, I had read similar things on the internet, people hinting at it like this, and so I sort of pulled together all these ideas that people had said to put it as one thing. And you could see that Memorial Day may not have officially been until May in 1971, like Blue Star Mothers Club did not officially exist until 1960. The hanging of blue stars and flags outside windows began during World War II, when somebody from that household was serving in the military. A blue star flag was hung in the window of that house, and one blue star for every member of the household serving in uniform. Pastoria?
And Keith, tell us about your son who's serving.
My son is currently an active duty Marine, a Lance Corporal. He's just back from his first overseas deployment. He was not in a combat zone, but he was overseas nevertheless, and he's getting prepared to go on a second overseas deployment soon. He's a Marine, a Lance Corporal. He's been in now for 2.5 years, stationed in Camp Lejeune.
Wow. Yes, and Arlene and the audience that's listening, on Memorial Day, WBTV here in Charlotte, they interviewed Susan McClamrock. Her son was killed. He was actually KIA a few years ago. And she said it so profoundly, if you can listen to the somberness in her voice. Do not put happy and Memorial Day together, because there's nothing happy about a Gold Star mother losing a son or a daughter. And as Keith was saying, it's something that we're just so used to saying, but we really have to give thought to that, because I think it's disrespectful and it's not honoring our fallen. So it's nothing happy. I mean, we have a Gold Star mother. We have Cynthia on the line. There's nothing happy about that. And we really, as a nation and as a people, we really need to learn how to choose our words more carefully, that it doesn't disrespect any of our fallen. I don't care which branch of the service, because they all fight the same war. And we need to continue to respect them and honor them and remove happy from Memorial Day.
I just have to say, you also, your organizations were offered to have your own day, if I have that correct, of remembrance, other than
yes.
Memorial Day. And it was promised
yes.
to you.
Yes, and what it is, there's a HB bill now in the state of North Carolina to have the Blue Star Mother's Day as the day of appreciation. However, I just received an email from one of the state representatives, and there are some things that they still have to work out there. But we're going to push for it. That's something that one of them had mentioned to me before at one of our events, that Congress dropped the ball. We will not allow
yeah.
them to drop the ball. And when I mean they dropped the ball, as a lot of our listeners do not know, that the Gold Star Mother's Day is an official day of appreciation. We removed that word holiday. The Gold Star Mother's Day is always the last Sunday in September, and this year it falls on September the 29th. That day should be on our calendars, which is not. If you pull up your calendar right now, they have Halloween, and, of course, they should have Veterans Day and Memorial Day, and, you know, they have 4th of July. But when you turn on the TV sometime and they're having National Donut Day or National Taco Day, I think it's disrespectful. to the Gold Star Mothers, which that day should be on our calendars for everyone to acknowledge, and it's not.
I think that it's really sad you have to push for it. We just got over Memorial Day, and myself losing a fiance right before we were to get married, it shouldn't be pushed. I mean, it's really hurtful. And it's something that we as a nation, I do believe, needs to honor. And I guess I'm also curious as to why it's so hard to fundraise when we enjoy what we enjoy. It doesn't enter our world, maybe, because we're not boots on the ground. But why do you have to? It falls on you, as I remember last time, to help support out of your own pocket. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
You're not
and I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, Arlene, because July the 20th of this year in Charlotte, we're having our fundraiser. It's Bowling with the Stars. It's Super Bowl, but it's spelled capital S-O-U-P-E-R because it's a fundraiser, Bowling with the Stars. And I have sent out emails and flyers, and I honestly don't understand, and I'm just going to be honest, why it's so hard with this fundraiser and the one we had in April for our military kids ball that we don't get a lot of support and financial support.
Right, because they're the sons and daughters of those that have fallen.
Yes. And our events and our fundraiser are always to honor our Gold Star families, the spouses, the mothers, the fathers, the kids. And we just don't get a lot of financial support there. And that sort of bothers me because my son, Keith's son, is currently active duty. And these people are enjoying the freedom that our children are allowing them to enjoy. And Cynthia, as being a Gold Star mother, she paid that ultimate sacrifice.
Right.
With her son.
Greg, do you have anything?
And honestly.
Oh, go on. I'm sorry. I interrupted. I'm really working on it. I really am. Go on.
You're doing good.
I'm getting better.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Yeah. This is just close to home for me. And on the bottom of your bio, you have an address. And I know, you know, every little bit helps, but I just don't see, like I said, I'm working on the NBA basketball players, why they aren't standing in line to help you.
And I don't understand. And not only the NBA players, but the NFL players, the hockey.
Yeah.
And when I turn on the TV and listen to the radio and I hear some of the donations that they make to other organizations, but what could be more important? And please, I'm not saying those organizations are not, so please don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying that we have children with boots on the ground. We have someone whose son has lost their life. And we cannot get these NBA or NFL or these professional teams to donate to us. I've reached out to Shaq. I've reached out to Snoop Dogg. I've sent them emails. I've gone on their Facebook with no response. However, when I turn on the TV, I hear what they'd be doing in the community. And sometimes it offends me, you know. But But this is just the way, this is the way that I see it. Because if it wasn't for our children that are serving, they wouldn't have all the everything that they do have, you know. But
well, on top of that, is it hasn't entered our world over here. So if it doesn't enter our personal world, I find even like with dialysis, people don't care. I mean, it's, they cannot relate because it's not an issue that that is alive with them right now. I mean, they're not facing it right now.
That's very true. Since we're in minor conflicts now, people don't see it at the forefront. So it's not in their face all the time. There are other organizations that exist that should not exist, such as Wounded Warrior Project. That's an organization that shouldn't need to exist.
Right.
They should be able to step up for these people. This is a private organization that shouldn't exist. And as you sort of alluded to before about that we need these people, but nobody knows about it and such. The very end of the Marine Corps Rifleman's Creed says, my rifle and myself are the defenders of my country. We are the masters of our enemy. We are the saviors of my life. So be it until victory is America's and there is no enemy but peace.
Yeah. So
it sort of hints at that we're always going to need soldiers until
the final end. Right, and the thing is we're fighting for other countries too. I guess I see all this money going over to help countries, which, you know, I'm not exactly a politician to say the least, but they could throw some to our soldiers and the children of the fallen soldiers. Are the children of those that are serving. I just don't understand it.
According to a soldier's child, it is wrong. According to a soldier's child, we have 202 Gold Star children in the state of North Carolina and 96 mm-hmm. in the state of South Carolina. So if anyone want to go under a soldier's child and just move the mouse over your state, it will tell you how many of our children are Gold Star children. There's something else. This is a short article that had been on my heart, and I'm going to read it. It's very brief, and then before the end of this of session. I have one more that I want to read as well that's mm-hmm. very brief. But I want the listeners, to really take in and let these words marinate in your mind and in your heart. Freebies are not free. A comrade died for thee. Memorial Day and Veteran Day, we get our vehicles washed for free. We get minor car repairs as well. Thus, a comrade died for thee. As the dirty water flows from my vehicle to the hard paved ground, I remember the sounds of cats as a fallen hero is laid to rest on God's sacred ground. As you get your car washed or minor car repairs that you think are free, remember a Gold Star mother, father, or spouse and their families. As the water flow into the open drains, please pray for these Gold Star families, for their tears are as hard as a summer rain. As they sit at the gravesite for their loved ones fighting is done, while trying to bear this emotional pain for the loss of their daughters and or sons. For this would be the last time which they would hear a eulogy with so much serenity that they felt their God near. These services are not free because blood was shed. So remember to thank our veterans and service members throughout the day and with a prayer before bed. We appreciate the services that these companies offer to you and me, but don't forget to say thank you for our fallen heroes who laid down their lives so this could be. There are Blue Star mothers, families, and dads that are waiting nervously in the unknown as they wait with anticipation for him or her to come home. So grateful and proud are the Blue Star dads that their sons and or daughters are U.S. comrades. Thus, the car washes, minor car repairs, and other services are not free because a veteran, a Gold Star mother or spouse, fallen hero, gave the ultimate sacrifice for you and me. So remember the sound of cats as you enjoy your freebies that are not free, because a soldier, Marine, Airman, Coast Guard, Navy sailor shared their blood for this sweet and land of liberty. And the reason why I thought that was so important when Keith was talking about Memorial Day and stopped putting the word happy, and Veterans Day is coming up in a few months, and these restaurants are going to start advertising free meals for veterans. They are not freebies because a comrade died for thee.
I wanted to let you know a guest from the Whistleblower Show and a serviceman named Chauncey Robinson is on and would like to say something, if you all wouldn't mind. Chauncey, go ahead.
Yes, I was sitting here listening since 8 o'clock, and the more I listened, the more my heart started wrenching.
You okay?
I've been in this system 28 years fighting as a veteran. And the things y'all saying, I've had to deal with having a homeless veterans ministry. When you say everybody's kicking cash there, kicking money there, doing their thing, but nobody thinks about the fallen.
No.
Nobody thinks about the current soldier.
No.
That's mm-mm. Boots on the ground. Part of it is a lack of gratitude and appreciation. Another part of it is a lack of knowledge. Where there is no knowledge, there is no understanding. But those who do know, it starts in our political leadership. And they have the position and the voice to change this, but they don't want to. But the good thing about it is, I thought I was alone. I really thought
you're
I was
not.
Alone.
No, you're not
All
alone.
All these years, I thought I was alone. Because you meet some mm-hmm. people, and they act like they're concerned, and you find out they're not. See, a lot of people have their own agenda. Like the brother said, wounded warriors. That's what's put a damper on it. When you got these 501c3 organizations that take money in and manipulate the system, and they write on a TV screen talking about the great work they're doing, it makes people skeptical about contributing to it. The one thing I think, and God put it in my spirit, he did. When Marty put that thing on my timeline last night about tonight's show.
Jeez.
Huh? When she put it on my timeline and I came on, I was just going to listen. But the greatest thing out of this all is an opportunity for all of us to network.
Right. Exactly.
You heard me?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. Correct.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chauncey, thank you. Yeah, thank you for calling in. And And you are not alone. You are not alone. There's people on here that will reach out to you. And I know you've gone through a tremendous, God knows you have gone through a battle. But you are not alone. And this is a place to network. I'll get you in touch with Arlene, who can put you in touch with our guests this evening, so they can reach out to you and maybe provide you some support, if nothing else, just so you know you are not alone. Okay?
You need to, and to talk, to be able to verbalize it and not hold it in.
Yes.
Yes.
My primary concern
is not so much as myself, but it's the same concern as the Blue Star mother with the child. It's about the brothers and sisters that I see on the street that don't even have a place to lay their heads.
Right.
They don't even have a meal to eat.
Yeah.
That's what. Huh?
There's one thing that I believe in. Is I can't greet the returning soldiers at the airport because I cry, you know. But when I see them in a restaurant, why not buy their meal and not let them know who's buying their meal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one thing I wanted to elaborate on, sir, is that the Blue Star Mothers, we do go out and we try to educate our communities and our city officials and our communities on what Blue Star Mothers and Dads are, as well as Gold Star Mothers and Fathers. So we do that. And I think at this point is, if it's not affecting them directly, because a lot of them don't have a servant, a son or a daughter that's serving, or one that has fallen. So it's not hitting them in the face. So I think right now that that's what it is. It's not in their faces. You know, like I stated in this article, Keith and I, we sit here in the unknown because, you know, the military is so secretive. So we don't know where our children are half the time or what they're doing. But I think we need to have more support, yes, from our state officials, from our all the way up to the White House. We need to have more support for the Blue Star family members and definitely for the Gold Star. They need to get that Day of Remembrance on the calendar, and it comes from the top. It comes from our president, Congress. They need to get that day on these calendars.
Well,
September the 29th, I mean, it's coming up in a few months. It's probably too late to get it on our calendars for this year, but still observe that day nationwide, not just 4 or 5 states, but nationwide.
If you guys thought to come up to Washington, D.C. on the Whistleblower Summit, really, that don't you think, Marty, that that's a good start?
Yes, and there are many veteran groups there, too, that are fighting against the VA and the mistreatment of our veterans, which is it's a disgrace. It is an absolute national disgrace how the Veterans Administration treats our veterans, and that anything is allowed to operate the way this agency does. No federal agency, in my estimation, should be allowed to continue operating as is. The Veterans Administration, most especially, that we would disrespect these people who laid down their lives, literally put their lives down for us, and they bring them home and throw them in the street and deny them care and do all kinds of things to them, or refuse care that they should have, medications they need. Yes, and they are getting billions and billions in funding to mismanage this system. And this is actually what they're getting paid to do, is to mismanage the system. And yet they keep trying to con these young people into going into the military I cannot imagine, I cannot grasp losing my child or my spouse. My first husband was a Marine in Vietnam, came home severely injured. I cannot imagine losing someone and seeing them treated the way our veterans are treated. It's just not right. And Chauncey, in your case, fighting 28 years to get benefits that were promised to you, and you still have never been able to receive. So I want to thank you for calling in tonight, and I have another radio show host that wants to have you on also, and I'll be talking to you about that. But thank you for calling in and joining the discussion.
Thank you. You know, and another thing I want to say, I attend the veteran councils here in Mecklenburg County every first Tuesday of the month. I took a female veteran with me because she needed her mortgage paid. And I love my veteran council. I really do. However, the Marines had to step up. The Marine VFW, they had to step up. And this, she was Air Force. And this is one thing the Marines said. Why is it that the Marines will take care of their own? I have taken two or three Marines to the Veteran Council that needed their rent or mortgage paid. She needed her mortgage paid. The Marines stepped, the detachment stepped up and paid her mortgage for 2 months. And this Marine said, and he's about 75 years old, why is it that the other branches will not support their veterans when they are in need? And I have to give a shout out to the Marines, and I have to say sympathy, because I was married to one for 25 years, but I always see that they step up and they help their Marine veterans. And she was Air Force, and they stepped up and they helped her. But I'm going to challenge the NFL, the NBA, the hockey, all you professional teams out there, and Shaq and some of you former players, get in contact with me. And Shaq, I know you're going to be out of the country on July the 20th. I already spoke with your manager. But I have sent you a message on Instagram. Get in contact with me. I challenge all of you to be more supportive financially. Even if, and we need the finances, because we have Gold Star mothers that need medicine or need their utilities paid. But if you can do it for another nonprofit, why not do it for the Blue Star mothers? We're not a grassroots, we're a national organization. We're chartered by Congress. We follow the guidelines of DOD, Department of Defense. And I'm challenging all of you, Snoop Dogg, all of you, Adele, please step up and help support our soldiers with the boots on the ground, or the Gold Star families who have lost their sons or daughters. I challenge each and every one of you.
And it doesn't have to be much. You know, you, like you said, you can come to the bowling fundraisers we have, or just every paycheck, perhaps send in $10, $15. Something simple like that every month. It's just easy that way, so we don't have to write a big check if it hurts your wallet. A small one every month is good. Those work as well. It's, there's no draft anymore, so our children or our spouses, they volunteer, join, and you support them in their decision. And when they're away and you don't know what's going on, you're a little antsy. You don't want to fear that knock on the door. Well, Gunnery Sergeant shows up to my front door with a Navy chaplain, I know I have a problem. My son has been in several live fire exercises where accidents have happened. There have been people who have been wounded in these drills or live fire exercises that aren't supposed to happen, but they happen.
Yes, they do. I'm a living witness to that. This is Cynthia, and I was just sitting here, and my mind was reflecting back on when my son's father and I talked to him, you know, talked to Javion over and over again, you know, questioning, you know, his willingness to step up. And we were telling him, son, do you realize they're not telling you the whole story?
They're not telling you the truth. They know that you're young and you're, you know, gullible, you know, to the things that they're telling you. And we had conversation after conversation. And I, you know, knew in my heart as I watched him stand there and, you know, take his oath with his right hand up, pledging to serve his country. And it was just a feeling that come over me to say, you know what? I don't feel I'm going to either not get him back or I will never get him back the same, which is worse. You know, and I was playing that over and over in my mind. But I knew as a mother that my child was not going to come back. And that's a terrible, terrible feeling to have about one of your most precious jewels. And, you know, I nicknamed him my Quiet Storm because he was such a quiet, humble young man. And after all the conversations his dad and I, you know, talked with him about, he has a beautiful daughter that is soon will be 5 years old now. He had a wife. He married 2 or 3 days before he left. And now there's a gold star child that is going to grow up only remembering her father through pictures. But I'm trying and fighting hard to keep his legacy alive, that he will never, ever be forgotten. You know, he has made his family so proud of him because he did sacrifice it all. And so did his child, his wife. He has siblings that loved him dearly. He was the youngest of my 3 children. And I sit with an empty spot at the table. I sit that he will not come home any Christmases. The last time I actually saw him was Christmas of 2015. And so I didn't know where my child was until I get the dreaded knock on the door, U.S. Army, ma'am, and my life stopped. It was like I was suspended in time. Like he said, I'm in trouble here. They're about to hand me something that, God, take this cup away from me. But it was not. It was true. My son is no longer here. And so I tell everyone, you know, you don't. It doesn't have to land at your feet to do something about it. Step up. Let's not talk about it. We've got to be about it. You know, and we're out here on the forefront trying to educate. Don't turn away when we see our homeless veterans on the street. That's what my heart is. You know, I don't know. I'm grasping here because they need help. They need help. I'm talking with a young lady on my job just the other day, and she was like, you know, my brother has severe PTSD, but he cannot get the benefits that he needs. And we as a family is just sitting here and watching him just fall apart, and we don't know what to do. You know, and when you hear that kind of stuff, you just gasp. And I'm like, you know, God, I don't know if I'm in a better position with my child, you know, being killed or with him coming back and not able to, you know, relate to society or be a part of society ever again. So, you know, it's kind of one of those catch-22s. And I ask myself constantly, am I better off? Because at least I know, and he's not here suffering where he's given, you know, his all, he's given his best. Or is it that I'm left here suffering because he no longer walks this earth? I can't reach out and touch him any longer or hear his voice say, Ma, I love you. Please, people, step up. We need help. This country needs help. Our elected officials need to step up to the plate, and we need to stop playing like we're in a daycare. This is real. This is real life. And I wish this walk on no one, because it's a tough journey to be on. And I think either side of the coin that you are on, whether you come back and you're not the same, you can't get what they told you you deserve. You know, each side of the coin, I feel it's just as bad as the other. But we as a country need to step up.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes, without a doubt. And the thing is, it's not all disabilities you can see. As far as, you know,
and a lot of
PTSD or what they see. I I have to say, you are powerful. You gave me a lot to think about personally. And this, the education, people need to be educated. And it's just like you have to live it to really, with such passion, you're speaking of it because you've gone through it. And that's what we need to hear.
And you're right. That's what we have to hear. We just had Memorial Day last month. And in 5 months, we're coming up on Veterans Day. And this is another thing that I had on my heart, and it's very brief. And I titled this Meals of Honor. Restaurants, please revise the verbiage, veterans eat for free, to Meals of Honor, because a service member paid with his or her life for you, me, and our families. Prepare your food and serve it with grace. But always remember in the hearts of each Gold Star mother, father, spouse, and child that their dinner tables have an empty space. Each time we take a bite to eat, remember someone died, a soldier, a Marine, an Airman, Coast Guard, and Navy sailor, which they all die with pride. On Memorial Day and Veterans Day, we always honor thee, but there's 365 days in the year. So, USA, do we forget to honor, thank, and observe our veterans and fallen heroes, the other 363? Let's be thankful for our meals of honor and pray before we eat, for our fallen service members, veterans, and for the Gold Star families that stare at an empty seat. We wave, O glory, in honor of them to remember. But many made the ultimate sacrifice, which we observe, honor, and acknowledge them only in May and November. Prepare your food and serve it with grace. But always remember in the hearts of each Gold Star mother, father, spouse, and child that they have an empty space. Veterans, when you go eat, remember the meals aren't free, because a comrade of yours, a soldier, a Marine, an Airman, Coast Guard, and Navy sailor gave his or her life for their family, our family, and for you and me. Restaurants, stop saying these meals are free because a soldier died for this. And I'm just asking them to just change the verbiage to meals of honor. And I woke up this morning with this on my mind and heart last night, and I finished it this morning, and Arlene, I didn't have power either. So I'm trying to write this out in the dark.
It's like, what if I've had no internet? But, you know, I just want to say that I hope you come up to the Whistleblower Summit and meet up with some of these other groups. This was so educational, and you have to be really a hard heart not to have this affect you. It's a reminder of what reality truly is, and I can't say thank you enough. But I worry about, I think it's sad and it's criminal that you have to, you're not subsidized at all. And people don't understand, you need what you do, what you honestly do for the veterans, affects us all.
Do you have and you're right.
Say,
and
Greg?
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here. I was just listening.
Yeah.
You know, this is Cynthia, and I also want us to also remember, as we're coming forward to our Veterans Day, that we also remember our missing in action. You know, there's some that didn't make it back to the, you know, to the soil, and we want to remember, you know, the missing in action, and our prisoners of war, they are aging now, and they're far and in between.
But we can't leave them out either, because they also sacrificed a lot, and so do these families of the ones that is missing and unaccounted for, and that has never made it back to this wonderful country that they say we have. And so we've got to remember them. You know, our businesses have got to step up and honor the veterans that even work in their organizations. And, you know, we've got to stop doing also what is popular and do what is right when it comes, you know, comes down to our military. We have a lot of veterans that are employed at their companies, and it's never recognized. You know, they are never recognized. And a lot of times we go through this fight about the Bible on the table for the missing man, you know, missing man, missing woman table. We can't put the Bible out because it will offend. Those types of things, we've got to get over it, because back when this POW table, you know, was symbolized, it had a Bible on the table. And I was watching on one of the morning shows where the POWs were there, and they asked them about D-Day. And when you came from the ship over to that island, what was your first thought? And their first thought was, I prayed that I would make it home. So we've got to stop doing what's popular and thinking we're going to offend. And we need to place that Bible on that table, because that is all that a lot of them have to hold to. There was not a checkbox on when they were drafted into the military to say, what is your religion? They were handed a Bible and said, go with God. And so we have got to, you know, get a little conscious here. We've got to leave it as what it is. You know, God and
you know, with that being said, and currently we have 1,350 Americans as prisoners of war or missing in action, and roughly 1,200 Americans that was reported killed and bodies not recovered. And when Cynthia did her exhibit and she was told she couldn't put the Bible on the table, how disrespectful. But again, I just want to say I'm challenging the ones I stated earlier. Keith works 9 to 5. We get his $15 check religiously every 2 weeks. When we have exhibits and other things, Cynthia, our ghost or mother, she spends her own money to purchase flags or whatever she needs, and so do I. But we challenge you. We challenge our community. We challenge our nation. We challenge our political figures. Please start supporting us. Start supporting the Blue Star Mothers chapter of North Carolina. And please start supporting the Gold Star Mothers who have given that ultimate sacrifice. But I do challenge you, professional players, for July the 20th. If you cannot make it, send a donation. The information is on Arlene's website.
Changing the wording from Happy Memorial Day to Enjoy Your Weekend, and please pause to remember, it's a start. You have to raise consciousness. You can introduce that very subject at your 4th of July celebrations that people will have coming up. They celebrate 4th of July as our Independence Day, but really the 4th of July was the day that we declared war on the United Kingdom. We didn't gain our independence for years later. Perhaps you should celebrate the day we signed the Treaty of Paris in 1783 instead. So you could raise that as a discussion point and then bring in the idea of changing how you say Memorial Day. Raise the level of consciousness.
Everyone, we're down to the last 90 seconds of the show here. I want to thank all of you for coming on. Arlene, thank you again for hosting an absolutely wonderful panel here. Chauncey, thank you for calling in. I hope you'll pass this show around to your friends, to people that you know. Share the link on it and let them hear this and get the information so you can help support these Blue Star Mothers and Gold Star families and actually do something for our veterans besides give lip service. This is important, everybody. This is important. They laid down their life for you. The least you can do is stand up for them. And that's just the way I feel about it. Arlene, do you have anything in closing here?
Yeah, I'd love to have a copy of that poem to post, if that's okay. I'll put it on my LinkedIn, this show. So I think we just need to get the show out there. So if people have LinkedIn also, it reaches a lot of people.
Yes.
This needs to get out.
Okay. All right. We'll be boosting it again. And thank all of you for coming on this evening. We'll be back next week with another episode of Dialysis Advocates. Thank you all for tuning in. And good night, everyone.
And thank you for having us.
And good night.
Cynthia and I will send you those phone numbers, okay, when I get internet tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Arlene, I'm going to call you back in a couple